scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
What's up?
Yo.
What's going on?
Yo. Yo.
Fucking not much. It's a day of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's episode 43.
I don't know how to say it in Spanish, but I'm not going to try.
I'm trying to think. I might know how to say it in German. I don't really remember. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know.
Whatever. 43. English is fine.
English. Preferred.
The preferred language. My preferred language was right. The only one I fucking know.
So, yeah, just to let you know.
Uh-oh.
So, at work, we have a lot of, I'm Mexican, so I'm allowed to call them Mexican. We have a lot of Mexicans that work out in the construction field.
Yeah.
So a guy was pouring before me, and I was waiting for him to finish, and, the guy came out, starts yelling at him in Spanish, right? I'm like, fuck, what the fuck's going on, dude? Like, you know, and then I talked to the driver after he had finished. He goes, dude, the concrete wasn't wet enough. The mud just make it wet. All right. And I was like, fuck, dude, I know what's going to happen. This guy's going to fucking start talking Spanish to me and I'm not going to fucking know what's going on, dude, just because I look Mexican. And I'm going to be like, fuck, bro. And, you know, anytime someone speaks Spanish to me, it always sounds like they're saying, like, they want me to, you know, do something weird to them. And I'm like, dude, I don't know, dude. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not into that shit.
I'm not into that shit, bro. Fucking stop already, dude. So I was, like, just crossing my fingers, like, oh, fuck, please don't let this fucking guy come to me, dude. It's fucking funny, though, dude. I'm telling you, dude. Every time, and I open my mouth, dude, they look at me like, what the fuck, dude? Like. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Impossible.
I think, yeah, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
Your mama didn't
like,
raise you
I'm
right.
The one, like, I'm the one who has the problem, right?
Well, yeah, right? Obviously.
Obviously, right? Like, I think it's funny sometimes.
Oh, that's fucked up. Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
Nobody fucking speaks Spanish to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. That'd be like a guy, a white guy going up to you and just start, you know, speaking, what, German? Whatever, I don't know.
The sad part is I would understand
probably
just enough of it.
You probably would. Like me, I fucking look at him like, eh? What?
What?
All Scooby-Doo and shit.
Yeah, the only thing I have with that is I'm working in an office building, and I'm in working on this project I'm working on. I'm in this room. It's basically a conference room. That I have my desk set up in, and if I stay late, then the building maintenance, you know, the janitors and stuff that come in to clean out the trash cans and whatnot, is this, you know, I swear to God, every one of them looks exactly the same. They wear the same shoes. They have the same hairdo.
Right.
They wear the same shirts, but she comes in and she opens the door, and every single time, and this happens like 4 days a week, she opens the door and she's surprised that I'm in there.
Oh, really? So
she has this look on her face like,
yeah.
Oh, just big eyes, and like her mouth, she's like freezes when she opens the door. And I'm like, you're just going to clean the trash can. Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Sanders. I'm sorry.
I don't even think she says that. She just goes, oh.
Fuck. Like, it's all right.
Fine.
It's cool, bro.
Just come on in.
Just get
empty
the shit.
The trash can and then get the hell out of here.
Excuse me, Mr. Sanders.
Shut the door when you're done.
My apologies.
I'm sorry.
No, oh,
it's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So, what the fuck is going on in this world, man?
As far as what?
Well...
I could think of a lot of things, but like in general, what? I don't know.
Where exactly is this going? People, human beings in general, feel the urge to, let's just say, stupidly challenge each other. So you remember, I don't know, a few years ago they had this ice bucket challenge, right?
Oh God, yeah.
Right. So the whole thing was this whole social media deal where it was videos of people, you know, getting buckets of ice water poured over their heads
and wasting my time.
And then challenge, yeah, but you watched them was the sad part.
Yeah,
right?
Fuck. Oh God.
Who wasted whose time?
Yeah, exactly.
And then challenging a whole list of other people to do the same thing, right?
Right.
So the whole point of that challenge, which most people watching it didn't even know, was the ALS challenge, right? So the whole thing was, if you were challenged to do this ice bucket thing, and you didn't do it within 24 hours and post a video of it, then you had to pay or donate money to the ALS Foundation, right? To an ALS fund, which is a disease of some kind, right?
Right.
So the thing was that people were more willing to dump a bucket of ice water on their heads than to donate some money and help out to cure this fucking issue.
Ass backwards, right? It's just ass
backwards. Doesn't it seem backwards?
Yeah.
But and then they were becoming fucking, you know, internet famous for fucking doing it.
Right. Especially all these So you would think all the famous people that were doing the challenge would have said, fuck your challenge, I'm giving them fucking money, right?
Yeah, and I suppose that there were some who went ahead and did the ice bucket but gave money anyway, I guess. Why does it have to be like that, though? I mean, why can't you just challenge someone like, hey, I donated money. I challenge you to donate money too.
Right.
And if you don't donate money within 24 hours, you're an asshole.
You're a fucking douchebag, dude.
Right?
You have to wear a shirt that says, I'm a douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to wave a flag for a week that says, I don't give a fuck about sick people.
Right. Fuck sick people. That's fucked up. No, okay, that's fucked up. I take that back. Don't fuck sick people. That's not a good. You might get sick too.
That's how you catch shit. That's how you catch shit. That's how crabs got started.
Yeah, fucking, yeah.
So there was the ice bucket challenge. Right. Now, I will say that I did a little bit of reading up on that, and the ALS Foundation actually, I think, made, and I don't know how they determined whether it all came from this or not, but during that period of time when that was popular, it was like $113 million or something that actually got paid to them. So you can say it's sort of a shitty thing, but at the same time, that's pretty good.
But versus, like, what were they making prior to that whole challenge? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. What I found was that during that, that's what they made.
$113 million.
That's apparently a significant increase from what they had made before after. So there was some benefit to it. So stupid as it may, I think what happens was it started with the best of intentions.
Right.
And it ended up just a bunch of people trying to get famous on the internet.
Right.
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 So getting famous on the internet.
But have you ever watched the ice bucket fails on, because I've seen them on YouTube, and some of those motherfuckers are people falling off roofs with ice buckets, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jeez, I can only imagine.
Okay, now who needs the money?
That's when it's gone too far, right? Yeah, now who's that money going to? So, yeah, that's where it's gone too far. I mean, but then what was the one after that? Where was it a challenge or was it just some stupid thing that people did on video where they would take a condom full of water and drop it over their head and the condom would wrap around their head and then the water would go everywhere?
No.
What the fuck was that about?
Really? Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I got to see that, dude. That just sounds fucking funny as fuck, dude.
Fucking Jesse, who's been living under a rock.
Oh, sorry, dude.
Somebody who claims to spend so much time on YouTube sure doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay,
in the world.
Well, look. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. When I watch YouTube, I watch guitar videos, music videos, you know, some firearm videos and, you know, knife videos and fishing videos.
Right.
But when I get, you know, when you search shit.
And so
you
you're not scrolling through, through the most popular.
Yeah,
page,
I'm not.
Right?
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes in YouTube, you'll scroll down a little bit and you'll see maybe a fucking chick with the big tits and, you know, in a G-string, and it says something weird. And I look at it and I'm like, what does this have to do with guitars? But in my mind, I'm thinking, I got to click this one because I got to see what's going on, right?
There's so obviously something special about it if it's in the list of...
Yeah, you know, it's like fucking, it's like a subliminal message. Big tits, big ass, I got
to
fucking see it, you know?
I have to know, right?
Yeah, and I get those occasional ones, you know? It's like really weird, you know? Like there's a breast, all of a sudden there's a breastfeeding fucking page in the guitar page. And I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on here? You know, it's like, let's check this out.
Piqued my curiosity. Oh, that's terrible.
But yeah, that's the rock I'm under.
Yeah, I guess. So there's apparently this other thing going on in the UK. And as far as I know, it's isolated to the UK, but it's called the IKEA Challenge. And when I saw that, I was like, well, what the fuck's the IKEA Challenge?
Oh, so, God.
Or right. What? What are you thinking? Here's, what do you think the IKEA challenge is? Where does your head go with this?
Because my guess is, like, because IKEA has a fucking cafeteria.
Yeah.
I'm thinking somebody runs in, grabs all the food they can at IKEA, and then runs out with it.
No.
Okay. Let's see. I have no clue then.
It's actually better than that. Okay. It sounds like way more fun. So the challenge is to see if you can spend 24 hours in an IKEA without getting caught.
Dude, they're pretty big, bro.
Right, exactly. Apparently there's a couple kids who have done it and got in trouble because his parents were like, he didn't come home.
No shit.
We don't know where he is. And then the next day he just comes out of IKEA. He fucking hid inside of a cabinet in one of the fucking bedroom cabinets. And then just fucking chilled on a bed.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Well, they've got all the fucking displays and shit.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
Living in a fucking mansion, dude.
Exactly.
That's a cool one. Now, so if I was like 16 years old back in the days when I was smoking weed, I'd be like, fuck, dude, I could do this. I know I can. Yeah. I would just fucking zip a pillowcase open fucking and pretend I'm a pillow all day and fucking... You know what I'm saying? Fucking and come out and just read a book all night.
That's fucking funny.
Well, I didn't read.
Yeah,
back
so
then.
That, I mean, yeah, right. Not much reading going on. So yeah, of the challenges I've heard of, that one actually kind of seems the most harmless and fun.
Yeah.
Although if you were like set off a motion detector or something, the cops showing up, you could probably get your ass shot.
Right. You'd probably get fucking wrecked.
Right. But either way, if you could pull it off, I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a good one, dude.
Yeah. IKEA's not very happy about it.
No?
No, not really.
So fucking, I hope somebody here does it, dude.
I'm sure people have.
Fuck the UK. Dude, so start doing it here in America.
Yeah,
in the Americas.
You hear that? Yeah. That's. I challenge everybody listening to this right now to spend 24 hours in an IKEA.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Dressed in a fucking horse outfit and just run around all night, so when the camera's at night, there's a fucking horse running around in IKEA. That would be great. Oh, fuck.
And then, a few years ago, there was the cinnamon challenge, right? It was the,
can you eat
a spoonful of cinnamon?
Doesn't that just make you fucking puke, though?
Well, it makes you like choke and cough, but no, it doesn't make you puke. The problem is that you get a mouthful of fucking cinnamon powder. If you take a breath, what happens to all the cinnamon powder?
Oh,
it goes into your lungs.
Lungs, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that,
fuck
dude.
Fuck that, dude.
Right?
You should probably try snorting it. The snort challenge. Oh. That'd probably be better.
Yeah. So speaking of snorting stupid shit.
No.
What do you mean?
It better fucking be snorting something than hookers after that.
Oh man. So as much as I think that all of this stuff is stupid, when I was in elementary school, now you have to keep in mind, when I was in elementary school, it was like the early 80s.
Right. When cocaine was at its best.
Cocaine was a big thing.
Yeah, Scarface.
Right.
Everybody remembers that mound of cocaine he just puts his head in.
Yeah. So, pixie sticks.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That just sounds like it hurts, dude.
Brutal.
Fuck.
Nothing like snorting sugar.
Oh, God,
oh,
dude.
Oh, yeah. Fucking stupidity. Schoolyard stupidity.
Yeah. The snort challenge. So,
you know, and I mean, you've always heard of challenges kind of throughout, like growing up, like who hasn't heard of the try to drink a gallon of milk and, you know, a whole gallon of milk challenge, right?
Yeah,
you
know, that's disgusting.
Apparently, there's nobody who can do it without throwing up.
Right.
I've never tried it, but somehow I'm convinced I could do it.
You think you could? Okay, I can drink.
Man,
dude,
I used to drink a lot of milk.
I used to drink a lot of milk, like, but I never, like, chugged it. I could probably sit down and drink glasses of milk.
That
but
equal
like,
a gallon?
Yeah.
But not just all at once.
But all,
I think that's the issue,
I think
right?
That's the issue, right? Because what is yeah. What, does it curdle or does it fucking...
No, I think it's something about the way your stomach handles like that amount of fluid all at once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is that causes you to throw up, but apparently everybody throws up.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I know so. When I beer bong like 6-7 beers, I normally get a fucking foam up.
Well,
like,
yeah, those
like,
are the worst.
Because it just hits my gut and then just comes right back up. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, and it's just foam.
Yeah. And it's just like...
That's whoever's controlling your beer bong needs to fucking maintain the foam better.
Well, yeah. But like even... So have you ever drank a beer really fast on an empty stomach and got that like fucking... That beer gut cramp? I don't know what it's called, dude. It's like... Oh my God, I think I'm going to fucking die right. I can't breathe.
It's called you're not supposed to drink beer like that.
I drink my beer really fast, dude, unfortunately.
Yeah, we've heard.
Yeah.
So, and you know, and then what was it? Years ago there was a lady who died from drinking too much water.
What?
It was called Hold Your Wee for a Wee. And it was basically like a radio station did a contest when Wii, Nintendo Wii consoles first came out.
Uh-huh.
And they were giving one of those away. And basically the challenge was to drink a bunch of water and then see who could go the longest without taking a piss.
Oh, my God.
And apparently this lady won, but like took the Wii home and went home and had a headache and all kinds of crazy shit. And she died. You can die from... too much water. It throws off your like electrolyte balance and it fucks you all up.
Really?
Yeah, she went
I didn't
home
know
and
that.
Fucking she went home and fucking
that's
died.
Fucked up, dude.
Yeah,
I think I might have heard something about that.
Yeah,
but that's just fucked up, dude. Now I'm not into challenges, bro, because I'm gonna lose. It doesn't matter what it is, dude. It just I mean, unless it's like a fucking, you know, the 69er steak where you gotta fucking eat a whole steak. You know, I might be able to do that. I can eat. And those are the only challenges I'm willing to take because it's food and it's fucking, it's great. But, dude, some of this shit, you know, like butt chugging, isn't that a challenge, too? You know what butt chugging is, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I would ever even consider that.
Dude, what the fuck is that about, dude?
What the fuck?
See, to me, that's like if someone said, hey, dude, you want to get fucked up? And I'd be like, well, yeah. Well, here, let me stick this funnel in your ass and pour this fucking tequila in your fucking asshole. No.
No.
No. No. And no again.
I'll take my tequila the old-fashioned way,
please. Yeah, I'll take it the old-fashioned way with a shot glass and a fucking orange, dude. No, you're not sticking that in my ass. Anything that has to go with my ass, it's not a challenge, dude.
Wait.
Okay, we're getting off the subject.
No, wait. You drink tequila with an orange?
Yeah, it's the best way to do it.
Not a lime?
No,
what happened to the lime?
Fucking lime is bitter, dude. An orange is citrus.
Yeah.
The citrus of a fucking... dude, I'm telling you. Next time you drink a tequila, don't do bottom shelf shit.
I'm going to tell you that I don't drink tequila anymore.
Okay, I drink tequila.
Very, very bad experience.
Okay. See, you know, everybody's got their bad experience. Like, I got a buddy who, if he smells Jack Daniels, he throws up.
Oh, yeah. I've had exactly one shot of tequila since that incident, and it was everything I could do to keep that fucking shot down.
Oh, really?
The worst. I can't handle the smell or the taste.
Oh, see, I don't drink whiskey anymore because I lived in Vegas for 2 weeks because I got left there.
What?
Yeah. I did the whiskey challenge in Las Vegas.
Wait. We need to hear that. In Vegas.
So my son had a hockey tournament in Vegas, and so we had a hockey game in the morning, and then the next game was until like later on, like in the evening, right? So what do you do from the fucking morning all the way to the evening, dude? I go downtown to this fucking slot. It's a slot fucking little place, right? But it's the best slot place ever because you still use quarters, but it's small, and they have like 5 waitresses there, dude. So these waitresses are just doing a fucking route. It's like a racetrack,
right,
dude.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm drinking whiskey on the rocks, Jack on the rocks, Jack on. Whew. Dude, by the time that night, I was so belligerent, dude, that my ex, we got in a fight. She said, we got to go. We got in the car and she dropped me off at a bus stop, dude, and said, fuck you. And took
Holy
off.
Shit.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but from right then and there, I remember the Chevron. I think it was like on Tropicana Boulevard. There's a Chevron. I went and bought 3 tall boys because you can drink and fucking on the streets in Vegas. I sat at the bus stop. The bus picked me up. I did a whole tour of Vegas in a bus, right?
Just the city bus,
yeah.
Oh,
fucking
God.
Drinking beer. Dropped me off at the airport. And I was like, well, fuck, I ain't got no money to fucking get a plane ticket home or anything. Pulled out all my cash that I had in the fucking, because at the time I owned my own business. Pulled out all the money that I had. Stayed at a Motel 6 across the street from the airport for 2 weeks, dude. Eating fucking. Remember Arco AMPM used to have 2 hot dogs for 99 cents?
Yeah.
That's all I ate all day, every day, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
It was fucked up, but I finally called my parents and said, hey, I need some cash. I need to come home. It was pretty fucked up. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
That one was called the Whiskey Challenge.
The Whiskey Challenge.
Yeah.
The Jesse Vegas Whiskey Challenge.
So I don't drink Jack anymore. Well, I mean, occasionally I do, but I don't drink it anymore. Enough with that. Yeah. What other challenges do we have?
Well, there's the latest and greatest, right?
Well, there's always the latest and greatest.
The Tide Pod Challenge.
Tadpole Challenge?
No, Tide Pod Challenge.
Tide Pod? Like
Tide Pod.
Like the detergent Tide?
Yeah. You don't know what a Tide Pod is?
No.
You've never heard of the Tide Pod Challenge?
I've never heard of a Tide Pod Challenge. No. Call me stupid, I guess. I don't know.
Jesse definitely lives under a rock.
Don't tell me they're stuffing fucking Tide up their ass now.
That would be better.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Hey, let's bleach your ass. Let's put some fucking Tide in it.
in case we haven't proven the stupidity of society enough as it is.
Right.
Apparently, it's the hot new thing now to challenge each other to eat a Tide Pod. It's a little pod filled with concentrated detergent that you throw in the washing machine. Yeah.
No.
So they cut them open.
On,
they
dude.
Cut them open and they drink the shit from out the liquid from inside. It's concentrated fucking detergent.
Dude, that will make you shit for days, won't it?
It'll make you die.
Okay. Yeah. That's even worse.
Yeah. It's vomiting, so diarrhea, death, fucking you name it. And that shit will fuck you up.
So I come up to you. Hey, Chris, let's do the Tide Pod Challenge, but you go first.
Yeah, no. Hey, Jesse, go fuck yourself.
Right, exactly. So what? People are, is this like, is it a suicide game or what?
No.
Are people really doing this, Chris?
Yeah, so, yes, people are really doing this. So apparently a couple years ago, The Onion, you know what The Onion is, right?
The
Onion, the website, The Onion.
No, okay, dude. This today is let's see how fucking stupid Jesse Day is.
Let's
see how fucking much Jesse lives under a coconut.
This isn't the let's see how stupid Jesse is. This is let's see how out of touch with the world Jesse is.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so The Onion is like a website that makes up ridiculous stories about bullshit, right?
Okay,
that,
all right.
That if you read them and didn't know any better, you'd say they were real.
Okay.
So apparently they wrote a story a few years ago about kids eating these Tide Pods because they look like candy. Because they're colorful and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so the Tide Pods are the ones, like, they got swirls in them and shit?
Yeah, okay, exactly. You've seen them.
Okay.
You've been to the grocery store, right? You've seen them. Yeah, yeah. So they I guess they do kind of look like candy.
Right.
So their story was about these kids that were eating them, right? It wasn't even fucking true. But apparently, because of that, now all of a sudden these teenagers are like, we're going to eat fucking Tide Pods and I'm going to challenge you to do it. Yeah, stupidity. Now, you want to know where it gets even stupider than people eating Tide Pods?
Don't tell me they're sticking them in their ass, Chris.
Nobody's putting anything in their ass this time, Jesse. The thing that's stupider about people eating Tide Pods are our fucking politicians that think that they now need to make a law that says that Tide can't sell something that looks like it could be eaten.
Jesus fucking Christ. Are you
fucking
serious?
Right.
Oh, my God.
I say you don't need a fucking law. You don't need legislature. Government doesn't need to be involved in this.
No.
The only people that need to be involved in this are their fucking parents.
Parents telling them
clearly
what the
haven't
fuck is
fucking,
wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Kids enough to know that they shouldn't be eating fucking detergent.
Dude,
and if
that
they
is
still
just
don't
fucking
know,
ridiculous.
And if they still don't know, then that's population control at its finest.
Yes.
We don't need those motherfuckers getting old enough to drive a car.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. That is fuck. Oh. So, if you told me to stick something up my ass, I'm going to tell you no right off the get-go.
Yeah.
You tell me to fucking
eat. I mean,
eat,
unless you're into that kind of
you
thing.
Tell, you know. You tell me to no. fucking eat fucking soap. Fuck you.
Now here's
so,
the thing.
So
right?
Here's the thing. I've had soap in my mouth. I said,
okay, yeah,
I said
okay,
fuck
okay.
at the age of 3 years old, I think.
Yep.
My mom put fucking soap in my mouth.
And when you were 3 years old and your mom put soap in your mouth, that soap was probably made out of oil.
Oil.
Right?
Right.
Right. Not chemicals.
Yeah. Not fucking nuclear reactive fucking packets. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. What the fuck? Here, eat this, bud. Fuck you. You eat it. No, you fucking eat it. Fuck you. I challenge you to eat that. All right, I'll eat that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Fuck you, dude. Make shit dirty clean again. Imagine what that shit's going to do to you, bro. Right?
Oh, fuck
that, dude.
Yeah. I think we would have been better off with the tadpole challenge.
Fuck. As long as you have to put it up someone's ass, dude. That's cool. Dude, I can't
believe
what I don't
nothing
what I don't
up
get,
your ass.
What I don't get is now that there's a law.
There isn't a law. They're actually spending our money to try to make a law.
Okay, so it's in process. But what I don't get is, okay, like how many are there statistics on how many people have died from doing this?
I think only like a handful of people have died, but apparently the Poison Control Center got like 53 calls last year for this.
Okay.
Yeah, which to me still doesn't constitute a law.
Dude.
That constitute like a memo out to everybody's parents that says, don't be fuck up parents and stop your kids from doing
right,
stupid shit.
Dude. They should start talking about fucking how fucking retarded parents are nowadays.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. If you're going to make a law, make it illegal to not teach your kids any better.
Or illegal to have kids because you're fucking that stupid. That's what they should fucking do.
I think you should have to take a test.
Yeah. And one of the questions on the questionnaire should be, would you give your child a fucking tadpole or a Tide pod or whatever it's called. Would you let your child eat a Tide, fucking, what is it, a Tide Pod? A Tide Pod.
Tadpole. Nothing against tadpoles. Everybody likes frogs.
Yeah,
cool.
And it's a fucking, you can't do fucking A, B, C, and then D, be like all of the above, because we always know, always pick that one, right? So, all of
doubt.
The above. When in doubt, always say all the above.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. So that's the story of challenges.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
So my dude, because I got another fuck on YouTube when I was searching. I shit you not, it says grandma does fucking keg challenge, you know, when they fucking hold you upside down on the keg and you fucking drink
right,
from the
right,
keg.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
They fucking had this old dude, I swear to God, she looked about 1,000 years old, dude. And she's fucking chugging upside down a fucking keg, bro. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Now that's a fucking challenge, dude.
She's probably done that before.
Yeah,
right?
Go get your grandma and fucking hang her upside down and fucking make her drink from a keg. That's a fucking great challenge. Make it, dude, all these challenges we've talked about just don't sound fun, except for the whiskey challenge. That one sounds cool.
Well, because you did it, right?
Yeah,
you know
that was a cool one. But dude,
the IKEA challenge.
Yeah, okay.
Bad, right? That could be fun.
I admit that could, if you got a buddy and said, dude, you go that way, I go this way, dude, we'll meet in the center at fucking 12 midnight, dude.
Right.
I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude, let's do it.
Yeah.
Plus, they got
nice
beds.
Yeah, that one might
be kind of
fun.
They got good
beds.
Yeah,
well, exactly. You could pick any bed you want.
Yeah.
You go pick the expensive one.
Right. Fuck, dude. I'd probably raid the cafeteria, dude.
Well, I'm sure they did,
yeah,
right? That's sort of the point.
Fuck,
of most of it is to go get yourself something to eat.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Get some Swedish meatballs.
IKEA food's actually pretty good, dude. Their french fries
are
really good.
You've never eaten there? I've never eaten at IKEA.
It's actually not bad, dude. I've eaten there because it is fucking, you know, 2 square fucking miles of fucking building that you have to walk through.
Well, right.
You do
but
get
you know what? And I think that's why I haven't eaten there, because by the time I get to a register,
right,
I'm so fucking frustrated with trying to figure out how to
right.
get out of the goddamn place. The last thing I want to do is go eat something.
Exactly. Well, I was like, fucking, I'm hungry. Let's fucking eat something. They got good french fries, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking, they have good burgers, dude. I mean, it's pricey, but fuck, that's,
yeah,
you know. For people who want to eat, you want to eat, they know you're going to fucking pay $10 for a fucking burger, you know, and fries.
I don't know. But, yeah, I think of all of them, hanging out in IKEA for a night's not so bad.
That's a cool one, dude.
Yeah, I'd rather see people doing that than fucking eating Tide Pods. Or tadpoles. No tadpole. Or sticking something up their
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, no butt chugging either. God damn it.
No butt chugging.
Dude, I just don't get it, dude.
Christ.
Who the fuck comes up with that shit? Dude, you'd have to be fucking high as fuck to fucking have somebody stick something in your ass and then just pour fucking vodka or fucking, you know, whiskey. So if you are butt chugging, don't go buy the top shelf shit. Buy that fucking cheap shit, you know?
Yeah, you're not going to taste it.
Yeah. Either.
You know, I think social media has a lot to do with it.
Oh, it does.
You know, I mean, everybody wants to click on the video of somebody doing something stupid. You know, when I see somebody fall off a skateboard or,
yeah,
you know, whatever the dumb fucking thing is. Well, the problem is that there has to be those dumb fucking people out there making those videos.
Right.
Right? So now it's just challenge each other to what the next dumbest fucking thing you
right.
can do is so that you become internet famous.
Yeah.
Right? Social media, internet, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
It's Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm completely all for people willing to do dumb shit, doing dumb shit that kills them.
Right.
You know, it sounds terrible, but if you're going to fucking die because you did stupid shit, then you didn't need to be here in the first
place. You probably deserve to die to begin with.
Right? Yeah. Now,
one less idiot
growing up in the world, right?
Yeah. You can imagine what his kids are going to be like. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
It's scary as fuck. If you're willing to eat fucking detergent because it's cool, then what are your kids going to do?
Yeah, stick your dick on a rat trap challenge.
I'd probably do that before I'd eat fucking detergent.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. Fucking. Fuck, dude. I just don't get that, dude.
No, there you go.
It probably says right on the box, I guarantee you, do not ingest. Yeah. Fucking.
Right.
Stupid people don't eat this.
Do you know why the poison control hotline got 53 calls for people eating fucking Tide Pods last year?
Because it said, call this number.
Because the fucking phone number on the back of the box is for the fucking poison control center.
Call this number when a fucking idiot eats this.
Yeah. If you're going to put anything in your mouth that has a warning on the back of it that says poison control center and the phone number, don't put it in your fucking mouth.
I mean, it's just fucking... How old are you when you fucking touch something hot and it's glowing red, you know? Don't do it. Don't fucking...
You only do it once,
You only do it once, dude. I guarantee you these fucking idiots are trying to do it again.
Right?
They're probably saying, fuck, I'll probably eat it slower and I'll fucking be able to do it, you know?
Oh,
don't do it all
Jesus
at once.
Christ.
Oh, God.
It's depressing.
What do
you say we get into some music? See if we can brighten this up a little
bit. Yeah, I've got some interesting stuff to talk about, dude.
You know what? You should go first then, because stuff's not that interesting.
Okay, so at work, there's only two Mexicans. Well, I say three Mexicans at my work, you know, and we're cool. But all the rest are, you know, white guys and a couple cowboys and stuff. So I've got a friend. He's a cowboy. I think he's a cowboy. He fucking wears a cowboy hat and
he's got the hat and the boots.
Yeah,
right?
He wears got a big ass buckle and shit. Boom.
That doesn't make him a cowboy.
Well, to me it does, dude. Okay. Fucking. He comes up to me one day and he goes, "Hey, do you want to go to a show?" Well, like, what kind of show? He goes, "Well, there's this guy coming in. He's a Navajo singer." And I'm all like, "A fucking like, you want to go to a powwow?" He's like, "No, he's a fucking..."
Can we smoke him
peace
pipe?
Well, yeah. I was just like, dude, is there going to be fucking some fun shit going on there or what? Because I'll drink some tea. I fucking hate eating mushrooms, dude. That's the grossest fucking thing ever, dude. Anyways.
You're going to throw up, but it's going to be worth
fucking
it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like eating fucking rotten fucking sunflower seeds. You know when you get that sunflower, you're like, I'd rather fucking put in a fucking tea and fucking have some fun. But anyways.
Meanwhile, if you're eating Tide Pods, you're stupid.
Yeah. Don't try to fucking make Tide Pod tea.
Unless it's got mushrooms growing
unless there's a mushroom growing out of the Tide Pod, I'm gonna fucking try it. So he goes, "No, he's a fucking country singer." And I'm like country or like, because, dude, I'm not a country guy, but, you know, there's some stuff that I'd probably like and I'm willing to try. Right. So I said, "Yeah, let's fucking do it." He goes, "All right." So he gives me and another buddy tickets, right? But he ends up not going. So we give the other ticket to my buddy's brother, and so we all go to the show, right? So we're at the show, and I'm like, Navajo country singer. So I look him up, and I listen to a couple of songs, and I was like, fuck, this guy's pretty good. It's not like country, but it's kind of like, it's kind of
folk.
Yeah, a lot of acoustic guitar country. That's what I call it. But this guy was really good, but it's not him that I want to talk about. So, you know, when you go to a show and you don't know what to expect and you're like, you know, fucking cool, I'm at a show. So this first band that I'm going to talk about, it was really funny because we actually met the fucking, the bass player to this fucking band, and he was like, "Hey, you guys got a cigarette?" And we're like, "Hey, here, have a smoke." And right off the bat, he was dressed like, you know, he was getting ready to gig. And I was like, "You in the band?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm in the first band." And I'm all cool. And I'm all, what are you guys, country music? Or because he was Mexican and we started rapping. And I was like, "What are you, like a Tejano band or what?" You know, it was like, is it going to be bum, 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 bum? You know, I'm like, what the fuck? Right off the, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what the fuck's going to go on at this show? Right.
What
so
did I get myself
into? Am I getting myself into? He goes, no, man, we're like a R&B soul fucking this and that and that and this. And I was like, wait a minute. What the fuck's going on here, right? So this band starts, this band opens up, right? And it's a keyboard player, a bass player, and a drummer. And this drummer's like a punk looking guy. He's got shaved head, long, you know, long bangs and shit, and the skinny jeans. And then the bass player looks like a fucking Tejano fucking player, right? And the keyboard player just like looks like some kid who plays video games all day. They start playing, right? It sounds cool. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes walking out from the back, dude. And he's got a nice, like, big fedora and this leather jacket with fur and cowboy boots with his jeans tucked in, right? And he's wearing sunglasses and it's fucking dark as fuck, right? And it sounds kind of almost like a Bruno Mars fucking type fucking R&B soul thing. And he starts rapping and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is... I look at my buddy, I'm all, the fuck's going on here, dude? Because we totally did not expect it, right?
Right.
But the guy was actually really good. I kind of liked it. It's not my thing, but he was a really good performer. And if you perform, that's half the battle, you know? It's not always about fucking what's being put out. It's like, are these guys having fun doing it?
Right.
And
yeah,
that's what these guys were doing. So the name of this guy is called The Sober Junkie, right?
Nice.
And I don't even remember what the name was. Well, it's self-titled. It's The Sober Junkie. It's the first song that they opened up with. And I was like, fuck, these guys are kind of cool, dude. And throughout the night, their stuff got, it was different. It was rappy. It was soul. It was R&B. I was like, fuck, these guys are pretty good. He was a white guy, right? And but what threw me off, dude, what threw me off is, you know, they're called crunks. You know what a crunk is?
No.
Okay, so where you're now, you're under a rock, my friend.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So I
dude?
Guess it's, you know, those silver thing, the silver teeth they put in, they call those.
Okay, yeah.
So he had a big silver grill, dude. And I was like, I think that's what threw me off the most, dude. Like a white guy, silver grill, fucking chain, fedora hat, this cowboy boots with his jeans. I was like,
What the fuck's
going on here, dude? I'm like trying to figure it out, dude. But it was actually fucking, it was a good show. The guys did a really good job. And the name of the guy is the Sober Junkie. Really good performer. Sang really good, dude. It was a really good time. And then the second band, which is my second song, this band was called Wild and the Coyote, right? So this band comes on, and I'm not racist because of what I'm going to say right now, but a fucking cowboy guy comes out, and then a black guy comes out that looks like he's wearing this white and black stripe fucking, looks like, you know, old school pirate shirt where it's a pirate, like white and black stripes going vertically,
right,
and a fucking Levi jacket, tight jeans, and fucking this little fucking Scooby-Doo hat. It's like a fucking little biker hat, right? And I'm like, dude, I've been thrown for a loop, bro.
The fucking Village People?
Yeah, dude, exactly, dude. I was like, and
you're just waiting to hear a fucking Turbo Lover cover
exactly.
song?
Exactly. But, I mean, I don't know what's going on, dude. I'm fucking lost. I'm trying to figure out, is this what every country show's like? You know, it's like, what the fuck's going on? So this guy comes out. He's like a desperado guy. He's got an acoustic guitar. There's a fucking DJ fucking booth set up. The black guy starts fucking playing some fucking beat. This guy starts singing. I'm like, oh, well, this is different. And all of a sudden, the black guy starts rapping. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? This ain't a country show. I came to see a country show. This is fucking,
where's the Telecasters?
Where's the Telecasters and the fucking, you know, the fucking lap steel fucking guitar and fucking the mandolin, dude? I want to see fucking buckles and cowboy boots and big old hats and shit. I get black guys rapping in a fucking DJ booth.
Did you look at the audience? What did the audience look
like? Well, the audience, it was really trippy because it was a lot of Native Americans there because the guy's Native American. The guy who's playing.
So the first two acts, they didn't know what the fuck was going on either.
Well, I don't know, dude. I was just really... dude, at first I thought I was going to a powwow. Then I fucking... When I saw the first band, I thought I was at a fucking Jay-Z concert with a white guy wearing silver teeth. Then the second band comes out and it's fucking Desperado meets fucking the pirate fucking rapper, dude. I'm like, what the fuck's wow. going on? But the band was actually kind of cool because they performed. So if you perform and I'm listening to it, it was actually really cool. And the name of the song is called The River. And what was really weird is when I went back to research these guys, I went on Spotify and the black guy's not on this album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know if it was just like a fucking, his buddy just coming in and they're ad-libbing and just doing their thing or what. But this song, it kind of caught my ear because the black guy was playing the tambourine. I was like, oh, look, cool. Black guy playing tambourine on DJ booth. You know, it was just different, dude. You know, I was that's not right, dude. So the artist is called Wild and the Coyote, and the name of the album is called The Phantom and the Black Crow.
Wow,
kind of it's cool, different. I met the guys after the show, dude. So let me tell you, I got really fucking drunk at this show, and I'm gonna post some drunk pictures of me with some of the artists. So. Wow. Dude, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm making like these weird faces, dude. I was fucking fucked up, dude. Woo! So the third band comes on, which is the main headliner, and his name's called the Black Kiss. He's a Navajo. Chris. Yeah, my buddy's
hearing that name Black says Kiss. Nothing
that
Navajo
has nothing
Navajo.
Well, maybe little something Black Kiss. I don't know, but it doesn't even sound country to me. I'm like, when my buddy's like, "Yeah, want to go see Black Kiss?" I'm like, "Wait a minute, are these guys
like
all black guys playing
Kiss
songs?" Yeah. So I was like, "Wait a minute, this is fucked up, buddy, my friend."
Like Miniature Kiss,
yeah,
like a Black Kiss,
Black Kiss. You got makeup kiss. You got no makeup kiss.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, fuck. Dude, so you can imagine me being all fucking hammered. I was ham-boned. Fucking seeing these people play, thinking to myself, I'm in the fucking Twilight Zone, dude. This is not right. This ain't normal. But this guy actually fucking played good guitar. And it was like cowboy stuff. And the song that I picked, it's called Rise of the Phoenix. I don't know. It just sounds like a cool song and a cool name. And the artist is Black Kiss. And I have no – I think this album's like off its like garage recordings or something like that. But he's not on Spotify. But if you look him up online, long-haired Navajo guy, you know, the turquoise, fucking all black. And if I had to fucking say like who he'd sound like, a representation of who he sounded like. Dude, he did a Johnny Cash song. He did the Nine Inch Nails Johnny Cash song.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it
hurt.
It was, he did a fucking badass job, dude. I was like, fuck, nice. Dude. Really good, really good singer. I mean, I'm not into it, but it was kind of cool. Had a good time at the show. Was with my friends and fucking a white guy with a crunk and fucking. Black pirate guy wearing a Scooby-Doo hat and fucking a Navajo. It has the making of a good joke, bro. It has the makings of a good joke.
A cowboy, a white rapper, and a black dude with a Scooby-Doo hat walk into a bar.
Yeah, exactly. Right? But that's, dude, it was just.
Bartender lays out three Tide Pods.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude! Yeah,
three Tide Pots and two funnels of whiskey.
And then he goes, tells him, "You have to eat one of these." And one guy says, "Fuck you." The other guy says, "Maybe." And the other guy goes, "Okay."
But who said okay?
Yeah, I can say, dude. I don't know.
Yeah,
probably the Navajo guy because he's fucking all fucked up on whiskey already.
Or mushroom tea.
Yeah, mushroom tea.
Wow, that's not racist at all.
No, it's not.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's terrible.
Like I said, I hate everybody equally, so if I come off racist, I'm sorry. But I didn't like you to begin with, so it's not really racism.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
I sort of didn't like you anyway. That's funny. So are these guys local, like local bands, or are they touring?
I have no, these guys came on tour with this black guy, and I mean, Black Kiss. Black Kiss. Sorry. I'm sorry. So every time I see that, I'm looking at our fucking, at our discussion topic. Every time I said Black Kiss, I'm thinking fucking black guys fucking playing Kiss songs. But anyways, I think the, I don't know where Black Kiss is from. I think he might be from New Mexico. That's kind of racist, too, to say, but I think he's from New Mexico. Just
automatically. Yeah. You must be from New Mexico.
Yeah, you from New Mexico? Why? Because I look like a fucking Navajo? Nah. It's because you kind of look like one a little bit. But anyways, that I think the sober junkie, he's... Fuck, I can't even tell you, dude. Couldn't even tell you where... Because it was just so random. That I was just like, did somebody slip something in my drink tonight? It was weird. It was fun, though. I had a really good time. Really good.
Right on.
And the bands were really good. They played really good. I wish it was a little more packed, because I don't think it was like one of those shows where it was like, you know.
Yeah.
It was just a small venue. It was like a 300 capacity venue. Really cool place to see a show, though, because they had a small little balcony. It wasn't a balcony, but a little theater seating with benches and chairs, and then they had a floor. So really cool show, to a place to see a show.
Yeah, right on.
I'm gonna go there back definitely. The band that I want to see. Remember, I did the Polyrhythmics a couple shows ago. They're actually playing at this venue on the 13th, I think, or it might even be this weekend. So I'm probably not gonna go. I'm hoping it's next week, because I want to go. It's cool. Cool event, though. Had fun. Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Okay. Black Kiss.
Black Kiss. That's all I picture now, is just black dudes in Kiss makeup.
Yeah. Oh, just fuck, like, dude.
For some reason, they're all tall and skinny.
Yeah,
too.
They look like a bunch of basketball players fucking playing instruments.
Like a bunch of, like,
it's almost like Earth, Wind, and Fire, kind of, back in the 70s.
Like black kung fu guys from the 70s, all tall and skinny with kind of afros, but with Kiss makeup on.
Yeah, I fucking love those movies, dude.
Awesome. Well, my music selection this week is, man, I'm kind of in a funk right now. I'm not like in a funk where I'm not listening to anything, but in a funk where I'm just literally just listening to the same shit over and over.
Right.
And I'm enjoying it. Like, it's doing what it needs to do for me, but I haven't really listened to anything new for a while. The only thing I listened to this week that isn't anything new, but it's not something I've listened to in a while, is, I put a playlist of every System of a Down song and just jammed to it twice in a row.
They're so fun to listen to.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, it's.
I was doing some work, you know, some stuff at work where I was just jamming along and just putting that on in the background and cranking it up and just mowing through what I needed to do, and it worked, you know. So my first song is actually a cover song by System of a Down. It's called Snowblind. Mm-hmm. It's the Black Sabbath Snowblind song. Hands down, the most amazing version of this song ever. I mean, if it comes real close to maybe even being better than the original.
So is this off the Black Sabbath tribute where all the bands did a song of Black Sabbath?
Yeah. Okay. So they did two of those. Yeah. This is the second one.
Right.
Yeah. It's called Nativity in Black. Yes. They did Nativity in Black and Nativity in Black 2. This is off Nativity in Black 2.
Yeah. Both
of those albums are just fantastic.
There's some really good covers on that The one I don't like is the fucking...
the Head P.E.
No, not that one. There's... what are those... God, I can't even think of their name. They're those Sweden guys. They're really tall. They don't wear shirts, but they wear like leather pants and fucking...
1,000 Homo DJs?
No.
That's funny, but there is a band on the first album that did a cover. Yeah, the name of the band is 1,000 Homo DJs.
I'll think of them right now.
I don't know who that is.
They did a song, dude, and I was like, fuck,
on
you
on those albums?
Yeah. You fucked that song up, dude.
I don't know. So Head PE did a song, and I can't remember what the name of the song is, but the beginning of it is really good. But I don't care for like the second half of the song and whatever they did to it there. But the beginning of it's cool because they bring in like this really just intense like wah, like funk sound. It's really cool what they did to it, but I don't really care for the rest of the song.
Right.
And then they're also, what's his name? There's a rapper that did.
See, no, I don't dig that, dude. I don't fucking.
He did it with Ozzy, which was interesting, but he changed up the lyrics. He did Iron Man, which I thought was really not very good.
That
but
for a anyway. Rap song?
Yeah. It's interesting, but I don't really care too much for it.
Who did Megadeth? Anyway. What song did Megadeth do on that fucking album?
Oh, fuck. What did they do? They did two. So I think they did a song on each album. I think they did two songs, and I'm trying to remember exactly what song it was. But I know they fucked it up, and at the end of the song, like, Nick Menza kept playing drums, and fucking Dave Mustaine was screaming at him, and they left that in the recording.
Oh, fuck.
It's kind of funny. You just hear fucking the whole band stops and Nick is fucking still playing and you just hear Dave Mustaine go, Nick! And then you hear Nick Menza in the background go, fuck me running. It's fucking funny. So anyway, System of a Down, Snowblind. Great song, great cover. Love that song. I did kind of discover a new-ish band.
I'm sorry, typo negative. What?
Oh, what?
I don't like the way they fucking did that song, dude.
What song did they do? I don't remember now. Oh, they slowed it way down. Yeah. Did it like typo style. Yeah.
They did Black Sabbath.
They did Black Sabbath or not Sabrakadabra, right?
No.
They did
Black Sabbath.
Oh, man, I love that song,
yeah,
too.
Dude. And I hated the way they fucking did it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, they slowed it way down.
So, here, I've got a list of people who fucking did songs on. Oh, well, no, it's a long list, but anyways,
yeah, so, there's a lot of songs. It's two albums.
A lot of good bands in that fucking,
yeah. I think Static X did a song.
Ugly Kid Joe did a song too on that motherfucker.
Did they?
Yeah.
What song?
Oh fuck, let me see. They did NIB.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
so if
here's
you get a chance,
1,000
check
homo
out,
DJs. They did
Super.
Yeah,
and that's actually a really good song,
really?
Too. If you get a chance, check out the Head PE song.
Okay.
The song that they did is really good. Like I said, the beginning of it, I like the way that they did the guitar part into it. So anyway, my second song is a band that I've seen them pop up in like the suggestion list. And I've probably heard a couple of their songs, but not paid a lot of attention to them. But I did, like today, I was going through some stuff, and they came up again, and I thought I'd kind of give them a little more of a listen. It's a band called King Hobo. And what I didn't know about King Hobo is they fit very well into my latest addictions. The drummer from Clutch met keyboard player from Opeth at some festival or some
so it's all mesh, it's
or
all
something.
Meshing for you,
and so those two guys put this band together and they basically just like grabbed a bunch of musicians that they knew to like put them together to build this band and basically they said that the motto of the band is get funky or get out. And that's pretty much what they stick to. So, like, if you're not going to get groovy with it, then you're not in the
really?
Band.
Really?
So
I'm going to fucking listen to this then.
Well, so there's no, I wouldn't say that they're funk at all.
Right.
They're very much, you know, kind of stoner rock.
Right.
But I can hear Clutch in there, and I can hear Opeth in there. And I think they're a pretty good band. They've so far only done one album. It's self-titled, called King Hobo. But the song is Moonshine, which I, you know, like I said, I've kind of only listened to it just recently today. It's similar to all their other stuff, but it's got a good, you know, a good swing and rhythm and
good groove to it.
Yeah, there's something about drinking moonshine and ended up south of heaven or something like that. It's an interesting song. My third song is a band that I have talked about before, but a new song. They have a new album out. Well, I guess it came out last year, but I wasn't familiar with it. A band called Lion Eyes, okay, which I've cool, talked yeah. about. We've talked about before. Yep. You know those guys.
We've listened to those guys many a time, screen yeah. printing.
Yeah. So what's cool about those guys is if you listen to all their albums, they have kind of a, you know, they have a signature sound, but sort of a unique style on every
right,
album.
Right.
Right. Some of their stuff is a little more bluesy. Some of their stuff's a little more reggae. They kind of move around
yeah, they
in
mix
between
it up very
sort of
well.
The reggae
yeah.
to rock and blues, but some albums lean heavier one way or the other. So this newest album that's out, it's called Nuclear Soul. And the song that I picked is the first song off the album. It's called Darkest Timeline. Uh-huh. And there seems to be a theme through all the songs on this that kind of all have to do with like space and robot takeovers and androids and stuff like that. But this first song that's on here has got a real, it's kind of a faster sort of rock song. Mm-hmm. But there's also what I think, and you agree, we've talked about it before, there's a killer fucking organ, you know, electric
like a
Hammond.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've got this, you know, it's kind of the same thing like you were talking about with one of the bands that you saw.
Right.
The dude that plays keyboard for them or plays organ for them,
right.
total, like, looks like a 16-year-old nerd,
oh,
just gets behind
so
this
awesome.
Thing and
yeah.
fucking rocks it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So Lion Eyes in general, if you haven't checked these guys out, if you're into
definitely
rock or
band,
blues
yeah.
or reggae or any of that stuff, check them out and then go watch one of their videos and realize they don't look like they sound
anything,
in
yeah.
any way, shape,
anything.
Or form. It's not
you're
what
like,
you would expect
what?
Out of these guys. But
is this Black Kiss?
Yeah. But they are a phenomenal band. So check those guys out for sure.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I'm going to fucking have to listen to that one again.
That's what I got, man.
Right on, dude.
You got anything else you want to toss out there?
I'm just really excited for our Slayer show coming up.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
In what, May?
Yeah, we haven't, May. We haven't quite let the cat out of the bag yet, but for those of you who are into Slayer, this is supposedly their final tour together as a band. They've got Anthrax, they've got Testament, they've got, Behemoth,
yeah.
We've got tickets, we're all meeting up in California, and we're going to see them. It'll be the second show of the tour that we're going to go to in Irvine.
Yeah.
Because they're playing the night before in San Diego.
Right.
That's the first show, and then they're playing at Irvine the second show. So we're getting them fresh and fucking eager, ready to go.
You know, I'm really surprised they're not playing the Forum, dude, because they've rocked
that would
the
be pretty
Forum
cool, right?
a bunch of times, dude. And that would have been fucking bitching, dude.
Yeah.
Cause
so the place they're playing
I
is
I
would have like
stopped that church's
chicken
and fuck some chicken up before I get there, dude. Because, dude, that chicken well, there is the best, dude.
So we'll have to go to Roscoe's instead.
Fuck yeah.
There's a Roscoe's in Anaheim.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do that, dude.
It's over by Disneyland now, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Let's go
fuck
do that.
Yeah.
Do some chicken waffles, dude. Fuck yeah, dude.
So, yeah, we're both going to be in California at that Slayer show. It's going to be a fucking awesome show. I can't wait. I'm super excited.
Super stoked, dude.
We're going to try to do some interviews at the show to get a feel for the excitement.
I've told you about my Slayer experience, right?
Oh, yeah. I told you about mine,
too.
Well,
I didn't have one because I gave my tickets up with Pantera.
Right.
The only time
I
would have been able to see Pantera, dude. So fucking disappointed, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I can't wait.
God.
It's going to be awesome. I'm excited to see Anthrax because I have not seen Anthrax.
I am, too. I've never seen Testament.
I've seen Slayer. I've not seen Anthrax. And
Lamb of God's playing, too.
Oh, shit. That's right.
That's another one of my fucking... That's like I told you way before.
Yes.
Lamb of God's second headliner, dude.
I honestly don't know how I forgot about
that. Yeah,
Lamb
dude.
God.
I was like, oh, wait a minute. You're missing somebody, dude.
But I've seen them, too. So
oh,
Anthrax
really?
And Behemoth. Anthrax and Behemoth are the only bands I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Lamb of God a couple years ago out here when they opened for Slipknot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever seen...
At the time, I wasn't really into them.
Dude, have you seen their documentary, Lamb of God's documentary?
No.
Watch it, dude.
Really?
It's fucking, dude, it's a fucking gong show.
I hear the singer's a fucking asshole.
He is, but dude, I got to tell you, dude, the guy's a fucking... I've seen him on That Metal Show. You ever watch That Metal Show?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Dude's
a
fucking super smart dude. He's a fucking book reader, dude. So,
yeah.
Like most of those fucking vocalists who fucking have an agenda, they read a lot. So, yeah, dude, I'm fucking super stoked, dude.
Yeah, should be awesome.
I want to hear one song from Lamb of God, dude. And I hope they fucking play it because they normally play
it. I'm sure they will.
Omerta, dude. It's like one of my all-time. I don't know what it is. I think it's what the song has to do lyrically because it is one of the songs that I have listened to lyrically. But the way that fucking song just fucking drives it, I'm like, oh, my God, please. Please. Please throw me a pick.
Have you seen Testament?
Yes. Seen Testament. I saw Testament a long time ago.
Testament that opened for Iron Maiden on the Fear of the Dark tour.
That I think that's the one I saw too. They played at Irvine Meadows, I think.
Dude, I was at that show.
Are you fucking serious? I was
I
at that
swear
show
to God,
too.
I was
it was
totally
like
at
91.
That show. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it would have been later than that. Right?
I saw them in 91, the year I graduated high school.
I don't know if it was that early. I thought it was later than that. Because I would have been in high school because the guys that I went with were all in high school. And I didn't graduate until 95.
I saw Testament when they came out with that fucking album they did fucking after...
Souls of Black.
Was that the second album that they did? Because they did... My favorite Testament album is the first album they've ever did. I don't even know the title of it. But they played. They didn't. I think they only played one or two songs from that fucking album, dude. And I was totally turned off to it because they were playing shit that I wasn't even listening to.
You didn't even know.
Yeah, I was like, "Fuck this, dude! This fucking sucks." I want the old.
I've noticed that a lot when bands like tour for an album and then don't play anything off the album.
Yeah, dude. Like if fucking Metallica came out and just played Master of Puppets, dude. Fuck, dude. Or just and Justice for All. Oh fuck, dude. That show, they probably make more money off those fucking tours than any other fucking, well, I don't know, fucking everybody. A lot of people like that Black album.
So, Fear of the Dark released in May of 92.
Okay.
So, it would have been like 92 or 93.
Maybe then.
Right? Would it? Because I know it was the Fear of the Dark tour, and then that's when I saw Testament. So, yeah, it would have been right around that time, right?
Yeah.
But it was definitely at Irvine. I was surrounded by a bunch of dudes wearing leather jackets and sombreros.
Yeah, you know what? That Iron Maiden brings the best out, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, fucking, I don't know what it is about the Latin fucking continents, dude.
They love Iron Maiden, dude. Yeah.
Holy fuck, they love Iron Maiden, dude.
Yeah, it was cool. They were all having fun, so it was all good.
Like those shows in Brazil, that fucking... Those big festivals that they do, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking see how many fucking people are there?
Yeah.
God damn. Can you imagine all the Brazilian ass in that fucking show? Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck.
It must smell like ass, too.
Probably, yeah. Some swamp ass.
Swamp ass, dude. God damn, dude.
All right, well, yeah, cool, man. I can't wait for that Slayer show. Like I said, we're gonna do some.
I'm sorry if I let
try to do some.
I'm sorry if I let the cat out of the hat, dude. But I'm fucking super stoked.
Oh no, it's all good.
I gotta let people know.
We got our tickets. Yeah. Fuck it. There's no cat in the bag no more.
Fuck yeah.
I can't wait. So yeah, we're gonna do some crowd interviews and you know figure out what the excitement is and that should be pretty fun.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway. I think that's our show. As always, unrestrictedpodcast.com, Instagram and Facebook at unrestrictedpodcast. Go check them out, and we will come back at you next time, I guess.
Yo.
I'm out.
Out.
See
ya.
Peace.
From across the room all night, and I like the way you're digging in the move you moving, baby, then make it all right. Now if you wanna talk to me after we dance for a minute, I wanna see the way you move, wanna see the way you groove. Now baby, look.
catch a tiger by the tongue.
I mean, nothing's easy.
Ooh, if he holler, make him pay. Yeah.
Pay somebody.
That $50 every day. Let's go now, you, me. I know it was from the start to right. So I told you, baby, you and me, we gon' take off for two tonight. Come on. Now, baby, look.
Every way.